basic Willie Lynch ritual on the Hollywood screen. For the black man, he must not be seen as the alpha male. This is called in Hollywood the leading man, though we may call him leading man and he can play a leading role. We must at some point submit to a high white authority, or we must feminize him. He must have been feminized at some point in his career to make it to a leading man or to a major role status. This would include a movie with him in a dress, showing his ass, kissing another man, submitting to white supremacy or subliminal feminization. They also show him as needy and dependent. All slave traits manifested in him subliminally. Any of these things would do to line up with the Hollywood Willie Lynch agenda. The black woman. She must not be shown as the epitome of the feminine energy. This role must and always go to the white woman. Whenever she's presented as a beauty, there will always be a white woman of greater or equal beauty for her to live up to. We must never show her opposite a black leading male as an equal. We must never show her opposite a black leading male as an equal. Savage sex is okay, but showing her in love or making love is slim to none. We must at some point in her career show her as the independent woman. She can be the strong black independent woman with a weak or a no good man or no man at all. This would include her in a movie as a single mother with many kids who she tries to keep in school and out of jail. She'll have the I don't need no man attitude playing opposite as the love interest with a white man or maid or whore. She can also help others find love. Black couples. They must not be shown together as a synchronized balanced couple. In Hollywood, it's called the love story. We must never show them as the primordial couple in a movie living happily ever after. We can show relationships between them if it involves grief, past baggage, problems, trials and tribulations, everyday struggle, and non-magical love. With this kind of love story, you walk out of the theater feeling not satisfied. They will be together forever. Hollywood must maintain on screen the imbalance between the two, which was laid out in 1712 by Willie Lynch. If they do end up together in the end, you would have spent the entire movie going over their differences before you get to a basic, cheap ending of love. Lastly, let's keep the basics in mind. There can be exceptions to the rule, and I'm sure you won't find many. There are the three basic points you can find in all Hollywood movies. Anything else is considered outside the box. This outline clearly lines up with the Willie Lynch plan. In the next chapter, we will deal with the specific movies to prove this is the case. Understand, there are many other methods to get across mind control in movies, and we will deal with quite a few. 90% of the actors you know working today have fell victim at one point or another to this ritual. We can understand the Willie Lynch letter to be a ritual because we already understand what ritual truly is. The Willie Lynch ritual makes the attack specific to us. This is not to say it stops at Willie Lynch and As we go on, you will see that clearly for yourself. As far as the Willie Lynch ritual goes in Hollywood, these three elements are the basic outline they follow. Moving forward, I will show you a clear picture is still active. These things merged as a constant in my research of these movies with Black actors in them. In the next chapter, I lay out the actor and the movie or movies where the ritual was acted out, using them as a tool. To sum it up, for the Willie Lynch ritual, it's just a method for mind control. They only need to do it once during the career of the actor for it to be effective. For you to be effective at disarming the ritual, all you have to do is know it's happening. Bringing it to light is the only thing you need to do to start deprogramming the programming. Every movie you go to, look for a hidden message, and that's enough for your conscious mind to block the subliminal message. The more you see these things and catch the tricks being done, the more you are able to bring prior subconscious programming to light. And you have the ability to destroy the mind control of the Willie Lynch letter. This is how you fight this ritual, through knowledge. As I pointed out, I'll give out a detailed list of these mind-controlled Willie Lynch movies. I deal mostly with the men, as the Willie Lynch letters tells you to first deal with the men. And it leaves the women and children open. I'll show you how they deal with the men thoroughly, and remember, because that masculine energy is missing, the woman's ritual almost writes itself. If there's no man to fill the gap, this puts her in the independent woman state on screen. To do this, all you have to do is feminize the men. The best part of this information is that just reading this frees you from the Hollywood mind control. Again, this was The Origins of Occult Civilization, Brother Panic's book. If you want to read the rest, the Willie Lynch Players, you have to get his book. Thanks for joining this conversation. Peace.